Yeah, back in 2018, when the Department of Parks and Recreation went through the master planning process, a handful of benchmark communities were identified that have similar demographics, similar park system sizes, and the city was woefully behind where they should have been, especially for the level of services that are being provided. And it's important to note, too, that that's a pretty significant jump to go from 2% to 4% or 5%. And it's something that may not be able to be done in a single year. Parks and Recreation isn't the only government service provided in Roanoke. We'll certainly fall behind public safety, education, which it will in every community. But it's important to hold down that very important third place funding spot. It hasn't always been 2%. It's been more than that in the past. Really, where funding started to dip was following the recession in 2008. That's when there were significant budget cuts to the department. It's been slowly increasing ever since. To the credit of past city managers and previous city councils, they have invested incrementally in Parks and Recreation, just not at the pace and speed that they probably should have.
Now, your two big priorities are finishing the Roanoke River Greenway and reopening the Roanoke Mountain Campground. Talk about the feasibility of that. And can you make a case that if they were to finish more of the Greenway, make it more attractive to people, maybe even make it more attractive to businesses that want to locate there, if they could reopen the campground and get revenue from that, that they could maybe make that jump from 2 to 4% almost pay for itself?
Yeah, in some cases. I think the biggest example that you could look at right now is the redevelopment of Walker Foundry site. You know, the new owner of that space has come out on record and saying, hey, the Roanoke River Greenway is a big driver in this development. And I think the more you invest in quality of life amenities like that that make the community more livable, you're going to have more businesses want to open up and leverage that in means of economic development.
If you reopen the Roanoke Mountain Campground, that's owned by the city, right? And they lease it back to the parkway?
It's a little more convoluted than that.
Okay.
The short answer is kinda. The campground sits half on land that is owned by the federal government and half on land that is owned by the city that's leased to the federal government. The bottom line is the National Park Service is in control and ownership of the campground. Obviously, the quickest path to getting it reopened is convince the Blue Ridge Parkway to reopen it. Short of that, it gets a little complicated, but it's not out of the realm of possibility.
Have you heard, like in the surveys even, people would like to see that campground?
Very positive and affirming response from the community. Although some people didn't even know that there was a campground there.
You said you had 1,300 people subscribing to your newsletter. Were you pleasantly surprised by that response that you're getting from the community on these issues?
Yeah, I mean, from the beginning, you know, when this was all first just discussions with small groups, wasn't really sure how much traction it would pick up. But from the beginning, we had over 60 different community members that were attending these meetings discussing, you know, is this important? Is everyone bought in? Do we all want to see this happen? And then it increased to, in May, you came to a kickoff event, and that had over 100 people in attendance. And we feel like a lot of people are very supportive, wanting to know. We have people reaching out through email, through social, saying, I love what you're doing. How can we get involved?
I am Gene Moreno in the WFIR newsroom. Michael Clark and Shannon Dominguez from the Voice Political Action Group that wants local governments to allocate more funds for outdoor amenities joined us recently in the studio. One of your goals is to have Roanoke City, Roanoke County, and Salem increase their budget allocation to 6%.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that's feasible in the next 10 years?
It's definitely feasible. It's a matter of all the localities have the wherewithal to do it. It isn't something that can be done on a year-over-year basis. It has to be incremental.
Talk about what the outdoors and the greenways mean to the valley as far as attracting people here, getting people outside to recreate, as far as an economic driver, that type of thing.
Sure. You know, once upon a time, large corporations would find a place with the cheapest tax rate in the middle of nowhere, build a giant facility, and people would just come to them. I think those days have long passed. And in order to be competitive, you have to have places where people want to live. Part of that is having quality of life amenities like greenways, like campgrounds, like these outdoor spaces. And one of the things that really sets Roanoke apart is that we have all these things naturally, whereas a lot of folks are trying to recreate these things artificially. We've got it all here. We just need to leverage it. And I feel like this is a path to do that, to really make Roanoke an attractive place for businesses and people to relocate. To their credit, all the localities pursue alternative funding. The majority of the greenways built to date have been done so with state and federal funding, with a combination of local funding. I think there's a path to finishing it, and the county's doing some good work trying to connect on either side of the Roanoke River Greenway, and then Salem kind of connecting in the middle there. So there are some property rights issues and, you know, some NIMBYs and that kind of thing, and I'd say it's more on the people side than it is the funding side. The money, I think, is attainable. It's making sure that you get all the stakeholders involved, seeing the grander benefit of completing this trail.
Would you like to see more upkeep, especially during COVID? You know this. A lot of these recreation facilities got kind of beat to death. Is that one of the things things, if they were to raise to 4 or 6%, that you would see more maintenance.
Absolutely. Upkeep. Absolutely. You know, when I was still with the Department of Parks and Recreation, our average mowing cycle across all parks was around 18 to 20 days. And if you can imagine your grass in your front yard in the middle of the summer going 3 weeks without mowing it, it doesn't look so great. I feel like getting enough staff, enough equipment to adequately maintain our spaces is certainly a good thing. And we'd love to see some more of that funding go towards deferred maintenance. Lots of things have been kind of kicked down the road. Several parks are starting to show their wear. To the city's credit, they identified a tremendous amount of ARPA funding towards deferred maintenance. Now it's a matter of getting something permanently budgeted in the city's budget for that deferred maintenance and not just this one-time federal generational money.
Just to sort of wrap up, people hear this, how would you like them to get involved?
I think the best way is to subscribe to our newsletter because that's where we're putting out all of our information first. But then all that information goes right onto our socials as well. So we're on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn as Voice, our Valley Outdoor Infrastructure Committee. Or you can email us at roanokevoice@gmail.com.
And your website is voiceva.org.
That's right.
One of the latest things that we sent out were some templates for people to use to send letters to their elected officials. And we would encourage folks to do that. Let's make sure that your elected officials know that you want to see increased funding for outdoor spaces. Because unless you express that, it's not going to happen.
Michael Clark and Shannon Dominguez are from Voice, a grassroots group that wants more local government funding for projects like completing the Roanoke River Greenway and reopening the Roanoke Mountain Campground. For WFIR News, I'm Gene Morano.